On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Good morning, Fabian. Well, it might not be morning where you are. What time is it where you are?
It's still morning. It's 11:47 a.m. here, so we're all on the same a.m.-ness.
Just on a different day, though, yeah?
Yeah.
What have you been up to? How is Hollywood treating you?
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's been a relatively uneventful week for me. But I did go see The Mountain Between Us, which is a new film opening that opened yesterday in New Zealand.
This is
Are you familiar with this movie?
The Kate Winslet, Idris Elba one?
Yeah. They play two strangers who charter a plane and then it crashes and they argue over what to do. And kind of an old-fashioned melodrama. I was pretty skeptical going into this.
The trailer does look pretty intense. It looks kind of like survivalist porn.
Yeah, a little bit. It's the crash scene's amazing. It's all done in one shot. From inside the plane. It reminded me of one of my favourite movies, Alive, in that regard. And it's kind of a two-hander in a kind of the old studio way. And that this film really rests on the star power of its leads and their ability to command the screen. And they do that very well. I cared by the end of this film.
That's
even
the goal, huh? You're caring?
Yeah. It didn't surprise me in any way, or it doesn't do anything that you don't see coming. But sometimes that's okay if it's sort of laid out directly and with precision and care. And it's definitely the case here. It's not a life-changing movie, but Kate and Idris both do well. And there's nothing profound to say about it. It's just a nice movie.
What's the kind of, is it a first date film? Is it a recommend to your mum film? What do you think the demographic is?
Bit of a mum movie, I guess. In that it's, as I said, it's kind of got this sort of old studio melodrama quality to it.
Right.
And it doesn't outstay its welcome, and it's nice to look at, and both the leads are dreamy in their own way. Not bad. Not mind blowing, but not bad.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've always heard that shooting in snow is quite hard because it blows out. It's so white that it's quite difficult to shoot.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's true. What I always look for is when there's a shot of someone walking somewhere. And you can always see that their footprints from the last take.
Very true.
And
you've got like art department with a bucket of snow trying to fix from the last take.
Yeah. But as far as the combination of sets and location stuff here, they do it pretty seamlessly. Usually when there's sort of mountainous stuff, you can tell when they're really on a mountain and when they're not. But I couldn't in this. And I'm susceptible to the vertiginous nature of cliffside action. And that got to me here in a good way. I credit the film for that.
So there's cliffside action then?
Yeah. Hot cliff action. Also out this week is a film called Happy Death Day, which is very handily described as being a horror film with the Groundhog Day format, where it's a woman dies and then has to keep reliving the day and work out how to not die. It's kind of an interesting concept. Hasn't been getting the most rapturous reception.
No, I think friend of the station, Tony Stamp, did not give it a glowing review.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's notable. Tony and I are often on the same side of these things. But I kind of want to see it because I like that concept anyway. And there's always fun to be had with repetitious
totally.
Stuff in cinema.
Trying to find out what the key learning is that will save your life.
Yes, indeed. Compassion? No. Avoiding knives? Yes.
Yes.
The Foreigner is a Taken-esque film starring Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Notable, perhaps. Notable, perhaps, for being directed by Martin Campbell, who's a Kiwi guy who made GoldenEye, which was Pierce Brosnan's first Bond film, and he also made Casino Royale and Vertical Limit, funnily enough, which has some hot cliff action.
Hot cliff action.
And this is, Jackie Chan kind of announced his retirement a while ago, and this is being marketed a little bit as, hey, he's back. I mean, retirement means nothing anymore.
I know, and bands breaking up means nothing as well.
Yeah, it's just, it's inevitably short-term, short-lived. But yeah, it's, I believe it's a kind of daughter-kidnapped scenario, and or rather revenge scenario, and kind of a bit more grittier than what we're used to seeing from Jackie Chan, but Martin Campbell knows his way around an action scene very well, and so I will probably go see this.
So do you know whether or not they're pitted against each other? Is one the force of good and one the force of evil?
I believe Pierce is the bad guy, yes.
Mm.
And, yeah. So, but it kind of has a slight generic quality to it, this film. It's not gaining too much attention.
Right.
But the posters for it over here say, "The legend is back on the big screen."
One of my favourite things about Pierce Brosnan, which you get to see a lot of in his Bond films, is I've never seen another actor who pulls a gun face quite like him. When he's shooting weapons in whatever film he's in, there's a fantastic kind of, he just scrunches his face up and his lips do weird things. Look it up on YouTube. It's good.
I know what you mean, and I think it undermines his ability to be taken seriously as someone who could shoot
you. Either that or it's so realistic that you've got to give him props for like not making it look really sexy, because it doesn't.
That's probably what people actually make.
Right.
When you're pulling a gun out.
Real concentration and just kind of eating your lips a little bit.
It's so true. Yeah, a little bit on the toilet.
Yeah, sure. So what is the rest of the week hold for you, Fabian?
Well, actually, there's a New Zealand art and wine thing happening here on Saturday that happens every year, which could be interesting. The Air New Zealand sponsors, and they bring over a lot of Kim Crawford and other wines like that, and then they sometimes have mince pies, which I miss greatly.
A wine and a pie.
I'm gonna go to that.
Are there not that many good pies in LA?
I've never found a good mince pie here. Meat pie. They call it mince meat pie, as they call it. Pie here means sweet.
Yeah.
Only. It's weird.
Oh, there was one thing I wanted to ask you just before we run out of time. I heard that you managed to kind of go back in time and visit a VHS store, a lovingly restored. Is this true?
Yeah. It's kind of a pop-up exhibition that they're doing at a little museum in Burbank here called Slashback Video, where they've set up a space to look like an old video store, and they've done it incredibly well, and they've turned a lot of classic old VHS cover art images into 3D sculptures. It was really cool. If anyone's coming over and loves that kind of stuff, I mean, New Zealand's kind of the last place in the world and it has a couple of video shops, but they're on their way out, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm very nostalgic for the VHS era, and this has sort of classic 80s horror posters and a whole lot of, you know, the old cardboard covers and some of the chunkier ones. We didn't get many of the cardboard covers down in New Zealand. But it's pretty amazing. Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Slashback Video, it's called.
So recommended for any listeners who are just popping casually over to LA.
Yeah, I think it's going to be up for another month or so.
All right, Fabian. Well, thank you for running down the films and the the goings-on of Hollywood.
My pleasure, Sarah. It was lovely to talk to you.
Ah, cheers. We will talk to you again, possibly Mikey, though, this time, in a week.
Wonderful. Speak to you then. Cheers.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.